Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to a special Halloween edition of the Geek Cave Podcast. Nice. I'm Darren.
I am the Count Bleh.
I'm Chad. Count, I did not say Bleh.
Count Bleh. We're counting down all the greatest counts.
That's one. One count.
I like to think that Count Von Count is a vampire trying to control himself, and he just counts things out of compulsion.
So yeah, it's his OCD. That's why
he doesn't murder anyone. Yeah.
No, it's not so he doesn't murder everyone. He can't murder anybody because his OCD kicks in. Okay. You know, he goes to bite Oscar the Grouch, and he starts counting the fleas.
One flea.
I'm so hungry. Two fleas.
There was actually a fan theory a while back that the Count actually was a vampire who was killing the children of Sesame Street, which is why they have to keep... Yeah, there's always new children on Sesame Street. The Muppets all stay the same.
Yeah.
But the children change.
Well, now that Sesame Street's on HBO, will we get, like, There Will Be Counting?
Maybe.
The True Blood version of Sesame Street.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, can we get Anna Paquin back? That would be lovely.
We should have her on the show.
Yes, we should.
I would love that. Let's see if we can make that happen.
And Justin put a comma in there. We should have her on the show.
But since it is Halloween, we figured it'd be fun. And also because there's not really a whole lot going on that you haven't seen at DTPodcast.com this month already. So we figured...
If we're anything, we're repetitive.
We are. So we figured that we would talk a little bit about some of our favorite comics and games and movies that have to do with Halloween and creepy stuff in general.
Which is what we did last year. Repetitive.
It's a fun thing to kind of revisit, see if our tastes change at all. Chad.
Ooh, me first.
You go first.
All right.
Yeah. We'll do things differently this time.
Ooh, I like it. Well, wait a minute. This is just because I don't read a lot of comic books, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting you out of the way.
Well, that and I have so many comics I have to go through mentally. I'm like still... I'm only in the D's, damn it!
Oh, man. Well,
ultra-competent comic guy, is. Hey, listen to last month's show, kids.
Well, I was thinking about
Greg
this.
Leave out of this, all right? This is my...
I was thinking about this, and I decided instead of going for the story proper to go with the mood that gets set by a comic. And for mood, I've got two because I'm an overachiever like that. The Killing Joke, I think, the Batman, The Killing Joke, sets a particular mood.
Yeah.
That everything in the artwork to the locations set throughout really set this kind of creepy vibe throughout this very dark, dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
And to completely swap that kind of setting, Watchmen was my other one. It's a much more politically scary place. I mean, yes, physically dangerous and scary as well, but politically it's so outside of what we would consider, you know, safe and normal and natural.
Right.
That it...
I get that, yeah.
So... In terms of not necessarily Halloween-y, but creepy.
Yeah.
Those are mine.
All right.
The Killing Joke and or Watchmen.
I'm going to go with the graphic novel adaptation of The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman. Justin loaned that to me a while back, and it was fantastic. And it translated very well.
Have you actually read the book?
No.
You should.
Okay. From what I understand, it translated very well, though.
It did.
Yeah. So it kind of made me want to go read the book. Also made me want to see something animated of this. Because it is a really fun story, but with plenty of creepiness because, you know, you consider the author, Neil Gaiman. So My second pick would be the Black Lantern saga from Green Lantern, from the Geoff Johns run a while back.
Superpowered zombies.
Superpowered zombies, a lot of... I mean, imagine the fact that there's someone out there who at one point controlled literally every dead being in existence, you know, past and present.
I'm surprised he didn't resurrect dinosaurs, because that would have just reaped all sorts of holy hell.
I know, right?
Because dinosaurs weren't real.
Don't let him figure it out on his own. Don't.
What's that look for? It's radio. Wait, they can't see this look.
Who are you talking to, Darren?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, telling me don't. Yeah, okay.
Hold off.
All right. Hey, how do you think Jesus covered so much ground? He had to ride a T-Rex, all right?
I've seen the photo of him riding a raptor.
Dinosaurs existed.
I've seen him riding a raptor. I know it's legit. So.
For short distances, he rode a raptor. For long, drawn-out things, he put the entire congregation on the back of a T-Rex, and they just stomped through the desert.
See, when they say Sermon on the Mount...
it was actually the back of a brontosaurus.
He was mounted... See, it makes
you need to, you need to finish that sentence, you know.
On a brontosaurus. There you go.
forgive me. I should really read my Bible.
Yeah, you of all people.
I apparently just skipped that section.
Well, it's somewhere.
Somewhere in Leviticus, I think.
It's like Numbers or something. Numbers.
Nobody reads Numbers.
And now you know.
Because everybody hates math.
Someone's going to run to the book and read Numbers right now, and we're just going to apologize in advance.
Skip the first three chapters.
But that's where the dinosaurs are.
Oh, never mind. Read the first three chapters. Skip the rest.
Justin, what do you got?
It's a census report. The first three. They're a census report.
Hey, dinosaurs can also mean old people, okay?
That's true. The, you know, the ancient ones or whatever.
So that means he was riding Elijah. Justin, creepy comics, go.
I've probably mentioned this before, but Batman, Arkham Asylum, A Serious House on Serious Earth.
Yeah.
Written by Grant Morrison. Creepy storyline, creepy as hell artwork.
Yeah, I really can't even follow the artwork.
Oh, it's just gloriously horrifying.
It's schizophrenic.
It is, but it sets the mood. It's great. So I'm not even going to bother going into it because I'm sure I've talked about it before, but it's still that good. It's on my list.
Yeah.
Second one, the first volume of the Sandman series by Neil Gaiman, Preludes and Nocturnes.
Oh, very nice.
It's where we first meet Morpheus, the Master of Dreams, and it's a very darkly toned book. The entire run gets a little bit lighter as it goes on. Not much. It's a not a lighthearted book.
It's Sandman.
Yeah, but this first one is really dark and brooding, and the artwork is nicely done, and it's all kind of dark tones and stuff like that. So those are my creepy comics.
Honorable mention from Greg, our auxiliary comic guy.
Who's competent.
Who is also competent. Seriously, folks, listen to last month's podcast if you have no idea what we're talking about. Fables.
Series. I have no idea what we're talking about.
DC's Fables series, which is a nice little dark spin.
Yeah.
Now, that one just wrapped itself up, right?
It did. So you can get the whole run for a lot of money. Or you can pick them up individually at a time. And see
for what will end up being a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money, but spread out, I guess, is better. If you're on a payment plan. So... that's our recommendations. Feel free to leave a comment. Tell us what yours are. We'd love to hear from you. And you know, when people comment on our Facebook page or send us a message on Twitter, they tend to get free stuff every once in a while. So just floating that out there.
And it gives Justin a tingly feeling, you know, in that left little toe.
Every time. He's how we have notifications for Facebook, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Oh, got one.
Yes! All right, we'll take a quick break.
It's always startling, but pleasant.
We'll be back with our favorite creepy video games in just a few moments. More Deep Cave to come.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hey, Dave. Buzz time at the bar?
Ooh, buzz time at the bar.
get out of the house. See why thousands play Buzz Time Poker each week at their favorite bar. To find a location near you, go to buzztime.com.
The Geek Cave Podcast, brought to you by Buzz Time. Great minds drink alike.
Welcome back to the Geek Cave Podcast, the special Halloween edition. No laughing. Nothing, really?
Sorry.
Nothing. Okay. All right, well, I'm Darren.
Games!
So that's why you sit cross-legged so often? Because of all the notifications that come in?
Yeah.
Huh! How do you like that? Learn something new every day. I'm Chad.
All right. So, we are in the gaming segment. Who likes creepy games?
Rarely, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like being scared.
Yeah.
You know? Ah! Son of a gun.
That was genuine terror. I felt it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to scare any of the children upstairs.
Are you scared?
No.
Oh, the spider's new. Yes. No, I don't like games where I'm on edge the entire game as a general rule. Now, I have had a couple of exceptions, and I'm happy to share those with you, but
unless you're playing on a system called The Edge, in which case you're on.
You live on the edge. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But it's...
The jokes only get worse from here, folks. Stay tuned.
So
great.
So should we have Justin go first since he plays the fewest games?
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get him out of the way.
Yeah, Mario's Mansion. No, Luigi's Mansion.
Mario had a mansion too?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was full of puppies and unicorns, and then, you know, poor Luigi got shafted with the ghost mansion.
So, Luigi got the badass mansion, though.
That's true.
Puppies and unicorns, kind of terrifying.
Anyway, Luigi's Mansion. Tell us about it.
I mean, Luigi, you know, comes across this mansion. I don't remember if he buys it or inherits it or something, but he now has this mansion, and it's full of ghosts. And he has to go around with a vacuum cleaner and, you know, get rid of the ghosts.
All right.
There's, you know,
it's the Poltergust, by the way.
Poltergust, yes.
Is that seriously?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. I mean, it's not really a scary game, because it's a Nintendo game, but there's a lot of, you know, cheap shots, ghost appearing out of nowhere, lightning flashes, it goes dark, lights up, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fun, scary game.
Yeah.
You know.
Fun for the whole family.
When it comes to, for me and Halloween, I reserve my scary stuff for a couple of movies. The rest are fun. Halloween is a fun time for me.
Yeah.
So, it's fun.
All right.
A little creepy, but fun. The other one is The Death and Return of Superman, the video game. It's just a horrible game. It's like a vampire. It just sucks the life out of you. And then you feel like the undead when you're done with it. So.
I'm surprised that he went with that instead of Superman 64, to be honest.
Well, you know.
No one's ever played that to completion.
You don't have to play it to completion to know it's a bad game, though. I mean, turn it on. Yep, I'm not doing this, so.
Oh, God! It won't come out of the console.
Well, you know, that's akin to, okay, there is a creepy-ass house right there. Nope, I'm not going in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's, you know, okay, the end. At least with Death and Return, it's like, you know, a bunch of stupid kids go exploring to have sex, and then they all die. You know, it's like you get invested a little bit.
It was a barely competent Final Fight clone.
Yeah.
Is what it was. So.
Hmm.
And I own and beat it. And so did my wife. So,
Then you beat yourself every day for.
No, she beats me because of the game. So,
I suppose that makes sense.
It's justified.
Yeah, Chad. What's
relationships
are weird.
They are. Well, the first one I'm going to talk about, Bloodborne.
Yeah,
it's the first one of these that I've played, and it's scary. I mean, it's not scary because of what's jumping out to get you. It's scary because of the architecture, the lighting, the mood, the sound effects.
The fact that literally any enemy can kill you.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess all of them can. I mean, let's that first Goomba in Mario. Anything can kill you.
Hey, little guy, just walking up to me. What's going on?
You do 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 do.
God dang it.
But it's a very good game. It sets itself up very well to be kind of this oppressively anxiety-producing world.
Angst. Trophy unlocked.
I'm waiting for you guys to make a recording of that now. That'd be kind of amazing. I'd run to it.
Give it time.
So the other BioShock, which in terms of world building, probably was the first game that I played that really, when you walked into that world in the game, it's an entire world. It says this is everything that there is.
Oh, I was sufficiently creeped out by it too.
You know, the dripping sound effects in Rapture, the sounds of screams that are so many rooms over. You don't actually ever engage those characters. The thumping sound of the big daddies.
Oh my god!
You know it.
Come on, just, Mr. Bubbles, let's go find an angel.
Yeah.
Oh, the little sisters. So. Yeah. All right.
Good
so,
one.
There we go.
That's a really good one.
Creepy games.
Well, and that's a game that challenges a lot of people, too, especially the big twist toward the end of the game. For me, what first comes to mind is Alan Wake. It was a 360 exclusive, ended up on PC as well. You play this mystery writer who has a bad case of writer's block, and he goes off to your stereotypical, you know, town in the middle of nowhere where creepy things happen and no one seems to notice.
Stephen King's the mayor.
Essentially. It has an awesome sequence, because you're fighting monsters made of shadow, and the only way to do that is with a flashlight whose battery is draining. And a handgun, but there's one point where you manage to find this abandoned rock stage, and it's got pyrotechnics and really bad metal, and it is great. The game ends with a big twist that necessitates you to buy DLC. I did not buy DLC, but I absolutely loved it. My second would actually be Outlast, which is an indie game that was released on PS4, PC, Xbox One. First person, you play a reporter who's examining creepy stuff going on at an insane asylum. And the best thing is, you don't have any weapons. You have no way to defend yourself. You have a camera. So, by the way, batteries run out on that too, because you need it for low light. So you're just wandering around. Guy starts charging you, wants to take your face off. Okay, I'll leave the room. I'll hide under a bed somewhere three rooms down. No, he's going to follow you under there. That's okay, I'll get in the closet. He's going to open that closet. The AI is spectacular, and it's terrifying, and I never finished the game because I reached a nope point, and I just didn't want to go back. Not for all the rings in Green Acre Zone would I go back. Or Green Hill Zone, would I go back for that? No. I do recommend it if you want a good scare.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Arkham Knight. PC.
That was terrifying for a different reason. It's fixed, though. It's finally fixed.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Actually, what I heard is it will give fewer problems.
Yeah.
That was the big reveal. There'll be fewer problems
PC on PC. PC Master Race, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
How's that working out for you? See, I was confused, though, because the actual game title is Arkham World of Tanks. So, where you don't even need to be in your tank to tank.
He's Tank Man.
You can remote control your tank.
He's driving a tank on rooftops. Of course, he's Tank Man.
I'll never forget early on in that game where they had a little puzzle, a platforming puzzle, so you could get your tank into a building that you were in so you two could be reunited, so you could tank some more. That was how I knew this game was going to be a bad thing. All right. Feel free to give us your comments. Tell us what your favorite creepy or scary video game is. We'd love to hear from you. And who knows? We might even have a freebie to pass along to the answer we like the best. Might not even be the best answer, just the thing that we like the best. So, Facebook.com/GeekCave or at GeekCavePodcast on Twitter.
There are no right or wrong answers, just whatever makes us laugh.
Yeah. Geek Cave Podcast brought to you by BuzzTime, Shirtosaurus, and GameStop. More Geek Cave to come.
Hey, it's Darren from the Deep Cave Podcast for Shirtosaurus.com. You know why we love Shirtosaurus? Because they do so much for their fans. Right now at Shirtosaurus.com, there are giveaways, free shipping offers, and some of the hottest and most creative designs in geek culture available on t-shirts, sweatshirts, blankets, and more. Do yourself a favor and hit up Shirtosaurus.com right now and get shopping.
The Geek Cave Podcast, brought to you by Shirtosaurus.com. We dig up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop. Power to the players.
And welcome back to the Geek Cave Halloween special. I'm Darren. That's Justin.
What the? That was Woody Woodpecker.
Nice. And I know what, knew what he was doing.
But... I'm Chad.
Movies.
Movies.
Talking about our favorite scary and creepy movies.
We've got our favorite scary, funny, creepy Halloween. Halloween movies have a better chance of being able to spread across your genres.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, they can be silly, scary, family,
yeah, you know,
whatever.
Because I know that before we've talked about Garfield Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
You know, we've talked about a lot of way different stuff. The slasher genre, which we talked about just briefly last month.
We talked about Charlie Brown receiving rocks.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about a lot of different things. So in this case, I don't necessarily know that we're going for creepy as much as we're going, what's the best favorite stuff to really hit at Halloween?
Stuff you should watch.
What do you got, Darren?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Classic.
Classic Tim Burton.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, think about it. You can handle... Nice, by the way. That was nice. You've got Halloween, you got Christmas in the same movie. You can watch it twice. You can watch it around Halloween, you watch it around Christmas. It's about a skeleton who runs a land of nothing but Halloween every day, finds out about Christmas, has a song that is essentially, what the fuck is this? And then kidnaps Santa Claus. It's fantastic. It's dark. It's Tim Burton-y, for lack of a better term. It's everything that you want in a claymation film without it being like that awful 60s Rudolph stop motion film.
And if you have a chance, definitely see it on Blu-ray.
Oh, yes.
The clarity that they were able to bring out on the Blu-ray is absolutely amazing.
You know, I'm kind of ashamed. I've not actually seen it since it was released in theaters. I saw it in the theater, I haven't...
At least just saw it.
Yeah, I saw it, but I haven't seen it since then.
Well, ABC Family's doing that whole 31 Days of Halloween, and they do a lot of reruns.
Like, I get to watch TV.
I'm just saying...
I got a three-year-old.
Come up to my place sometime.
If it's not on PBS or Disney Junior, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else?
Let's see. What else? Oh, Neverending Story.
What?
The Neverending Story. This is a creepy-ass film. There's a lot of bad stuff, mostly the horse.
The horse?
That's not creepy, that's sad.
It's sad.
It's sad.
But it's creepy too when you consider that there is a bog out there, you know, where like if you just you start losing faith in humanity.
Yeah, it's called the Everglades.
wait a minute. I've never seen Neverending Story. What bog? What?
Yeah, there's this. It's been years since I've seen it, but there's a swamp.
Okay.
The main character is leading his horse through, and the horse just gets so depressingly sad, he just stops moving and dies.
What does a horse have to be sad about?
I don't know. It's
horse shit. Horse stuff.
Is the kid abusive? Your mother was a nag.
No, it's just... No. It's just the whole idea, you know? And the giant flying dog thing is creepy, but that's just me.
Falcor?
Yeah. I always thought he was creepy.
I would love to have a giant flying dog thing. He's a luck dragon.
I'm not saying I wouldn't.
He's not even a dog. He's a luck dragon.
Well, he looks like a flying... I know he's a luck
dragon. He's a big white furry thing that you can climb on and it flies. Okay. What's to be creeped out about that?
The face.
And he wants to be your friend. It's a very friendly face. It's a dog looking face, but it's not a dog.
Also,
it's like a furry dragon.
It's a dragon.
It's a furry dragon.
Never-ending story, bit of false advertisement. Because it came to an end.
Well, no, but then there were two sequels.
Yeah, but then there were no more sequels.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah, we're waiting. Those are mine. I know it's a bit eccentric, but it's one that I pull out around Halloween. Deal with it.
Hey, it's your world, man. We just live here.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you got, Justin?
The Exorcist for sheer creepiness. Yeah, exactly. Because yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
A new one now.
Yeah. Sorry.
No worries.
How about Repossessed?
Linda Blair's other great movie.
Yes. Father, May I?
Exorcist. I mean, it's just one of those where, you know, I could watch this every year and be totally okay with watching it every year. I've even got the, you know, the special edition that has the subliminal things that pop up that they had to take out because it was giving people seizures in the theater.
I like how Justin's laughing about
it. It is. It's great. I paused it one time. I, like, paused it and then frame by frame forward until I could see this thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah. A great movie.
Yeah, Exorcist is good.
Great movie. The other one is Monster Squad.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Because Wolfman's got nards.
We talked about this one before.
Wolfman's got nards.
Huh.
It's, I mean, little town in the little suburban town, all of a sudden the classic monsters are real, and here they are. Dracula, the Wolfman, Frankenstein's monster, the creature from the Black Lagoon, the mummy. They're all converging on this one thing to take over, and it's up to a group of kids and a creepy old German guy.
As you do.
Who's alluded to being a Holocaust survivor, you know. Mm-hmm. So he appears creepy, but he's actually a good guy. To stop them, they have to recite this incantation with this specific thing, and it has to be done by a virgin. And the virgin they find isn't a virgin, and that's because the guy she did it with didn't count. It's great.
Monster Squad,
yeah.
They're trying to
escape the Wolfman, and the token chubby kid kicks the Wolfman in the nuts, and he crumples to the ground, as you do, and he just stands there astonished and goes, Wolfman's got nards. And then they run off to safety. I'm just like, wow.
That needs to be on a t-shirt.
It probably is. I watched it as a kid and liked it, and then grew up, and I mean, I was recorded off TV on VHS. That was my copy. You know, it got, you know, wherever lost VHSs go. I kind of forgot about it. I'm walking through Walmart one day. There it is on DVD. Damn right I bought it. Suddenly memories come flooding back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, in a break with the previous two segments, I've got three for a couple of different genres. Mine originally was The Exorcist for Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
It's possibly the scariest movie ever made. Well, yet made. So I switched that over to A Nightmare on Elm Street. The first one, original.
Mm.
Before the deconstruction, before everything gets all silly and slapsticky. For funny, I went with Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, yes. Love that one, yes.
Because that's just... It's so funny.
Hey, we got your friend.
It's so awesome.
And for your family friendly, you know, you got a toddler and you want something that can be watched. Clue.
Yes.
Clue.
Yes. I don't know if I would watch it with my toddler, but I would definitely watch it.
Your toddler would not necessarily get it or watch it, but would not be afraid of anything that happens in it.
This is true.
The only jump scare in the entire thing that's really a jump scare is when the Mr. Body tries to leave through the conservatory and there's the dogs outside.
Yeah.
That's the only really scary part.
But you're familiar with the dogs ahead of time because you see them when the butler
I'm just
shows
thinking
up.
About somebody who's wandering in and out.
Yeah, no, so. I know, yeah. But I mean, if you watch it from start to finish, you know the dogs are there on the ground. So it's not a, oh my God, where'd they come from? It's just like, oh, dogs.
Oh, yeah, we saw them.
Surprise, dogs.
Puppies.
So, since we're on a short podcast, I watched a short movie. If you'd like a short review.
Yes.
Can't hit it.
And now, it's time for Chad Savage's Random Movie Review.
All right.
So, I watched The Adventures of Ichabod. I skipped the Mr. Toad part.
Yes. Wait, don't you need a disclaimer here?
Yes. I am watching Disney movies that I've not seen before that my childhood skipped over. And so if it's one of your favorites and I give it a bad review, bear in mind that it's just one guy. Unless Brother Bear was your favorite.
Yeah.
In which case...
That was all three of us.
You need help.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I only watched half of it. I only watched the Ichabod Crane part instead of the Wind in the Willows part. I didn't watch Mr. Toad.
Because that's not Halloween-y.
It wasn't Halloween-y.
Weenie.
The Ichabod Crane, it's based on Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And in terms of telling the story, it actually does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Ichabod Crane is a school teacher who comes into town. He is able to kind of ignore the bullies and the tauntings and so forth. And he starts interacting with Katrina Van Tassel, one of the young ladies, eligible bachelorettes of the town, and finds that he's in a bit of a... Oh, what do you call it when two people are going after the same person?
A sticky wicket.
A sticky wicket. Not bad.
Love triangle?
Yeah. A bit of a love triangle with one of the heroes, basically, of this town. You find out a little bit later that he actually wants to marry her so that he can have her family's money.
So he's an asshole.
He is kind of an asshole. He's the protagonist, but he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
In a way. Anyway, the hero, Brom, is understandably upset by this. And the two rivals end up at a Halloween party where Ichabod... It's probably got one of the funniest little bits in there with this unattractive woman who wants to dance. And it goes on and on. And it's funny and funny and funnier. But a little bit later, we get probably the best song I've heard in a while in a Disney piece, sung by Bing Crosby, that talks about the Headless Horseman. And because Ichabod Crane is very superstitious. And so as he's leaving, the party on his borrowed plow horse, the Headless Horseman shows up. And what follows is a very long chase scene, actually. It's probably a good 8-minute long chase scene that ends with Ichabod seeing the bridge. And supposedly the Headless Horseman cannot go past the bridge. So he goes across the bridge and turns around, and the Headless Horseman is right in the middle of the bridge and ends with the pumpkin head that's on fire being thrown at him.
Yeah.
In probably one of the more overused scary images of Disney. The next morning, Ichabod can't be found. The pumpkin can't be found.
Yeah.
Brom gets to marry Katrina. And the rumors kind of spread that Ichabod just ran away. And others say that, well, maybe he was spirited away. It's left ambiguous enough to make up your own mind. It was really good.
All right.
If you just got a half hour and you just want to pop something in, or you need to... Okay, kid, half hour scary movie. Here you go. There's enough silly in this to be fine. You know, pick it up.
All right.
Be like me. Right. Watch Ichabod Crane.
One more thing. I recently showed my son the Merry Melodies skeleton dance.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it. He's 3. He likes the silly dancing skeleton. So I'm raising him right.
Nice.
Very well done. All right. Well, those are our picks for this year. Tell us what you like to watch for scary stuff. Maybe you're are you afraid of the dark kind of person? Maybe you like Goosebumps, and I'm not talking about the Jack Black movie. You know, maybe you like the scary movie parodies that were done by the Wayans brothers. Whatever it is, just leave us a comment, facebook.com/geekcave. Or tweet us at geekcavepodcast on Twitter, and we might send a freebie your way if we agree as well.
If we have one.
If we have one. We'll have to look in the closet. It's a little barren lately. You know, we got like 50,000 copies of Brother Bear, though. So, I don't know where those came from.
You get a bad movie, and you get a bad movie, and you get a bad movie. You get a bad movie almost every month, though, yeah. Chad. At least half of your collection is bad movies.
Yeah. And the other half's middling. Want to thank Kent Harris and, of course, our sponsors, Shirtosaurus, BuzzTime, and GameStop. Power to the players. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a happy Halloween. We'll see you next month. Remember, everybody is a geek for something.